All right, tech heads, buckle in. The latest in tech news is coming your way. Sarah El-Atom is with digital agency August, and she's here to guide us through it all. Sarah, welcome to RN Drive.
Thanks for having me.
Now tell me, another fitness tracking app has inadvertently revealed the habits and the locations of its users, but it's not Strava this time. Who is it?
It's not Strava. It's Polar. So they're a Finnish-based company, and it's involving their app Polar Flow.
And how was this data discoverable?
So unfortunately, this was through the developer API, which is kind of like the developer application. And so you could basically query that database to retrieve fitness activities on any user, whether they were private or public. And so that also meant that you could tweak a web browser and find out that information.
And the reporters who discovered the leak also managed to uncover highly sensitive names and locations, didn't they?
Yeah, this was a little bit concerning. So the report that came out identified that there were more than 6,400 users who were believed to be exercising at sensitive locations around the world. So places like the White House, NSA, MI6 in London, and even Guantanamo Bay as well.
And how did Polar respond?
So Polar removed the map. They took it offline once they were told about this privately, which was good. And then they also released a statement that said that there weren't any breaches, data breaches or leaks, and they were doing all they can to resolve this as well.
Now, let's now cross to the UK. Facebook has been handed a £500,000 fine over its failure to protect the data of its users. £500,000 doesn't seem an awful lot for such a, you know, giant like Facebook. Is this significant, do you think?
It is significant. The amount probably doesn't seem like a lot, but it is significant from the perspective that it's coming from the UK's Independent Data Authority, so the Information Commissioner's Office, and it's come off the back of a four-month investigation, which is still going as well. So this is the interim report.
And Cambridge Analytica's parent company, SCL Elections, will face a criminal prosecution in relation to this as well. Mm. So there's a connection there between these two?
There is, yes. So SCL Elections are currently facing a court action against David Carroll, who's a US professor, and he's challenging SCL Elections and Cambridge Analytica to ask them to provide the data that they have on him. And SCL haven't complied with an enforcement notice around this, and so they may be facing criminal charges.
And do you think that this could potentially mark the beginning of proper accountability when it comes to Facebook?
I think it's the start. I think that we're seeing much greater expectations of transparency when it comes to personal information and data. The GDPR is going a long way towards this in Europe, and I think we will see other jurisdictions follow.
Now, before I let you go, I believe that there's a new digital art museum in Tokyo, and it sounds pretty trippy.
There is. I was pretty excited reading about this. So in Tokyo, there is now a digital art museum that has about 50 installations. They're all generating imagery. We're seeing about 520 computers. There's over 450 projectors and lots of motion sensors. It's pretty awesome.
So their electricity bill must be rather enormous.
Absolutely. So think of every floor is covered by light. There are images reacting to the presence of attendees. Each installation is also technically separate, but some of them bleed. So you might see fishes in one room that then swim into another room. It's pretty cool.
Who are the brains behind it?
So the brains behind it are Team Lab. They're an interdisciplinary group of technologists, mathematicians, engineers, architects, and they've pulled together all this work to create all these installations.
And are there particular features in the exhibition that have people excited?
Definitely. There's a couple of really interesting ones. So there's one called the Tea House, which is where you would be able to drink a cup of real matcha tea, so real tea, but instead of having, say, sugar or milk added to it, you have a digitally projected flower in your cup, and it disappears when you start drinking it. And another one is an interactive mirror room. So you can imagine all the selfies that are going to be taken in that one.
Oh, what's your favourite?
I think the tea house sounds pretty cool. I think I'd be interested to watch a flower disappear as I start drinking tea.
Taking some teenagers to the to the magic hall of mirrors sounds pretty exciting. That might be on somebody's holiday plans. later in the year. I hope you guys are listening at home. Sarah L. Atom, thank you very much for speaking to me this afternoon.
Thanks for having me.
That was Sarah L. Atom. She's with digital agency August. I'm Damien Carrick, and after the news, we'll be having lots on The Drawing Room. I'll be speaking to actor Colin Friels about what it's like to be a 100-year-old clown. Intriguing? Stay tuned.